I don't trust that camera, and I don't trust the soundboard, dude.
Yeah?
Yeah, I really... We don't have a lot of faith in our equipment here at the Sean Madden Show.
Are you going to zoom in? When you, like, say you make a reel? Just able to zoom in? Like,
Yeah. We'll be good.
Nice, dude.
Just hoping that the brightness and everything...
Yeah,
but yeah, we're back, man. Holy shit! I found the hard drive, left it on the hood of the car.
Yeah, I thought I was a little worried there. I was like, oh, this guy brings me over. We're not gonna do it. Let's go swimming.
Yeah, might as well jump in the pool.
Yeah,
dude. So. Imagine if my dumbass drove off with the hard drive on the car. I have so much footage. You know, I lost a terabyte of content.
Because you lost it?
Like it was one of those hard drives that spins, like the internal. Mm. Mechanism and it stopped spinning.
Really?
So yeah, now I gotta take it to like a place and see if they could possibly recover it. But they're just gonna look through all your shit, those fucking pervs.
Well, they're gonna find porn.
That's how they found Hunter Biden's shit.
Yeah.
Laptop repair service was like, whoa, the president's son's laptop. Holy shit.
I don't smoke crack, it's just videos of him just fucking.
Oh.
Speaking of that, I don't know. I like that guy. Partier.
Hunter Biden?
Yeah.
I would love to have him on the show.
How old is he?
I feel like 40? In crack years or actual years.
How old is Hunter Biden? I'm gonna say 48.
53.
God damn. He's the same age as fucking Chandler, who died. What was the guy who died recently?
Something about crack though keeps your heart going.
Yeah.
Some like rock stars, like it's the old saying, they live forever.
You ever done crack?
Nah.
It was the craziest drug you've ever done.
I smoked a lace joint on accident.
Me too.
And I don't know what it was still to this day, but I was fucking gone, dude. I saw three of everything.
Oh, yeah.
It was like I was like a spider.
Hmm. Mine was PCP.
Maybe that's what it was.
No, I when I smoked it, I gave it to my friend's dad, and his dad gave it to like a detective, and they tested it, and it was like, 85% traces of PCP. That was the craziest thing I've ever done.
And you were like, nice. I was, shit was pure.
I was hallucinating like crazy.
Yeah.
Dude, it is insane. People like all the, like, people, you just lose your mind. It was insane. I remember like, I thought I was dead.
Dude, there's a serious portal that you go through on that shit.
Dude.
I picked up a guy. There's this organization. I don't know.
Uber?
God, it sounds so... Yeah, I was driving Uber in LA, and I picked up this guy. I think it's called Homeboy Industries, but it's like a... They had like a documentary about it, too.
Yeah?
But it's like a facility that rehabilitates like ex-cons, like drug dealers and like gang members.
Yeah.
And it's like you can be a baker. You can learn construction. It's like a trade school type thing. But I picked up a guy... And I'm like, Homeboy Industries, I saw a thing about it because I dropped him off. And he goes, yeah, fool. He was like, I love Homeboy Industries. He's like, 3 months ago, I was talking to Bushes with a meat cleaver essay.
What the fuck?
And I'm like, what? He's like, I was all on PCP, just outside yelling that shit.
Goddamn.
I'm like, whoa, dude.
Yeah, that's a hell of a drug.
And he just straight up told me, like, he was talking to Bushes with a meat cleaver.
Yeah, because he probably thinks he's talking to somebody else or something.
He was like, dude, they found me, like, just yelling at trees.
Yeah.
I'm like, holy shit. Now he bakes cakes.
I wonder if you, like, he probably has, like, crazy energy, so you're eating the cakes and you just, like, get, like, weird feelings.
Well, that's what I'm like, those organ transplants.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
If you get somebody else's shit, you start to get their characteristics.
Their characteristics, their traits.
That's what you're talking about, right?
Yeah.
You eat, like, a meth head's cake. Wish like, wow, that shit's...
Wish I could get surgery and get, like, a black guy's dick. That'd be so much great. All right, that was a little weird. My bad.
What about, I don't know, like, one guy got, like, a crackhead's lungs. I don't know how they just did that. He was, like, an organ donor, and he's got the urge to smoke crack.
Really? Wow, that's pretty cool.
Yeah. What if you got, like, a pedophile's liver, and you just start hanging out at Chuck E. Cheese, and you're like, what the fuck is wrong with me?
I want to pick up my kids at school. I don't have kids.
Yeah.
Damn, that's fucking
weird.
That's
what I'm saying. You can't, you get somebody that's fucked up, you get their stuff.
Yeah, that is weird. Are you an organ donor?
No, dude. I did way too much research. Dude, I became like such a, what's it called, a pessimist?
Pessimistic? I think it's pessimistic.
there's something where I don't trust a lot of shit anymore.
Yeah, you can't. Especially like the government. Are you kidding me?
Well, that was early on. Now yeah. I'm talking about like people on like a professional level. Doctors, lawyers.
Yeah. You have that
politics, everything.
Yeah, because you have that weird little thing going on now. Can we talk about that? Nah, probably not.
What are we talking about?
Doctors.
Oh yeah. I get nudes from this doctor.
Fuck yeah, dude.
But it's like
you don't trust it.
There's a medical chart behind you. Like someone's grandma's life is on the line and you're just like,
look at my clit.
Yeah, like mashing your tits together. I'm like, there's a X-ray of a skull with a nail in it. You might want to like research. Like these, that's the thing. You think that there's a team of experts behind closed doors coming up with breakthrough technology. Meanwhile, one doctor wants to be a DJ and the other one's sending pictures of her bush.
Well, I don't have OnlyFans too.
It's insane, dude.
Yeah, you can't trust doctors, dentists, any of that shit.
Your grandpa flatlines because some girl's trying to get an angle of her ass underneath that hospital LED lighting.
God, that's insane.
But she's in scrubs and that's what people like.
It's hot. It's pretty hot.
There's something about a tatted nurse in scrubs.
Mm. They probably fuck real good.
Nurses are filthy, bro.
They really are.
Filthy because they wipe people's asses. Ugh. And so nothing is off limits to them. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
There's pros and cons.
Probably give the best head, too. Nurses.
Yeah.
Female nurses.
Well, that's what I'm saying. They're disgusting.
Yeah.
Their job is literally disgusting. So anything else is like, the way nurses talk. Like, oh, yeah, one time I cleaned up this guy's intestines, and you're like, what the fuck, dude?
Yeah, I dropped off some guy at Publix for Uber. You know, it's what happens.
Holy shit.
God, dude, that's fucking... I don't know. I mean, there's so much corruption, too, with, like, doctors and shit.
Oh, it's all for money, dude.
It's all money.
All for money.
Everything.
Like, what new pill are we selling this month?
Yeah, what COVID case comes out?
Yeah.
I think they tried some shit, like, last month, COVID-286, and people were just like, yeah, nah, we're good.
Yeah, no, they're trying to get another one going.
Yeah, bro, I'm like, yeah,
it's too profitable.
Yeah.
Do you think, dude, I like to think that in the COVID lab, some guy had a vial of COVID-19 and he was like, Kobe, and it missed the bin and shattered.
Oh, God.
And immediately everyone's like, oh. So everyone in the...
That's how it started.
The factory died, right?
Yeah.
And then that one guy escaped before the door closes. You know what I'm saying?
They could seal
and
it
he
off.
Was patient zero. And it has that little stupid window.
Yeah.
Where everyone, boom, boom, boom. They try to get out. Boom, boom.
And then he fucking went to a restaurant and the rest was history.
That was it, dude. Then you had the bat special.
Yeah.
And then it created a super...
Yeah, I don't believe that at all. A dude in fucking, what, Wuhan, whatever the fuck. Same shit. Fucking eating a bat. And like they had, and like the next... First they had no pictures of the bat. And then a couple days later, they just show a guy with a fucking bat. I'm like, that's not...
The only way I can see the whole bat thing is if the bat... They ate the bat that was supposed to be thrown away, like the bin behind the hospital.
Uh-huh.
Some street vendor was like, yo, they're throwing bats out back here, cooking them and reselling them.
Yeah.
And one of them had fucking SARS. The other one had COVID-19.
Then the guy fucking doing the PCP, he came up, he ate the bat. Boom. That's
full circle.
Everything makes sense, bro.
Smoking a joint in China must be so freeing, bro. Because it's hella illegal.
Oh, they can walk around the streets
like
and do
drugs.
It? For real?
No, I'm saying like in China, you just disappear if you have like a joint.
Oh, yeah, because they got real strict laws.
Yeah, and you're all on camera and shit.
God, damn, that's insane.
Like it must, like the joint must feel that much better. Because now there's no, like, ooh, it's weed anymore.
Yeah.
It's just a thing.
Can you imagine going to China and like, first of all, like, I don't know, US and China, like, are they friends? Not really. We owe them so much money. Like, they own us.
Yeah, like, but it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Like, the money, the monetary system is completely fake. That's what COVID taught us.
Yeah, that's not real.
Like, dude, what credit card does the United States have to where we're like, another jet? Let's make another rocket. Like,
yeah.
Where's the money coming from, bro?
You know, we're in debt. I think it's like, what, $30 trillion?
There's a clock in New York.
Yeah, it just goes up.
That goes... and your people are just walking their dogs. Like,
oh yeah, look at
it's,
that.
It's actually dystopian to have the debt clock in the park, and you're just seeing like look at how much.
Yeah.
But everyone's walking around with a $13 coffee, so yeah. It's all fake.
Yeah, it's not real.
Student loans are fake, dude.
Yeah.
People get mad when I say that. Student loans are fake as hell.
Are you in debt?
Yeah, but I have real debt.
Oh, yeah.
Not student loans.
I have real debt.
Dude, people that complain about student loans are in like a organic salad restaurant. They're eating like every time I hear someone complain about student loans, they're cutting into a steak.
Oh, dude.
They're like, yeah, I have a lot of student loans. I'm like, but you have a BMW. It's not real. You know what I mean?
I don't think in the next couple of years, I don't even think college is going to be a thing. Like taking out loans to go to college. You can learn everything on YouTube. You go to college on YouTube.
Bro, I want to do a social experiment where you get a kid.
Mm-hmm.
And this is that.
No,
that started off.
No,
nope,
say it.
No, it's like if you had a society of kids with parents, and then a society of like orphans, but they're taught that all things that you need to learn are on YouTube. So you see who does better, the kids with parents or the kids on YouTube?
YouTube.
Like who raises?
Oh, dude, YouTube, 100%.
You think so?
Probably.
Dude, you can find anything on YouTube. It's the world's
anything
mysteries.
Yeah,
YouTube.
It's mind baffling. I remember first watching YouTube for I would. You ever go like into a rabbit hole on YouTube?
All the time.
I was one night. I was just 3 a.m. and I was watching like the world's most powerful toilet flushes. And this dude, it just puts in like just a hunt, like a 500 gummy bears and like.
Oh, seeing what it can take down.
And then it transitions to like Legos and golf balls. And I'm like, what? And I was on it for like 20 minutes. I was like,
what am I watching?
It was the most powerful toilet flush in the world. It just takes it. And I'm thinking like, man, what the fuck is the sanitation guy thinking? And he you know?
Yeah.
Bro.
He's like, it's a weird household.
I'm like, God damn, dude. Fucking 100 golf balls? What the fuck? And then he's just like, yo, Rick, get down. You're not going to believe what they flushed down the toilet. And it's just like 12 dildos.
Was it like a custom toilet or was it just like industrial kind of thing?
Just a fucking guy in a house kept putting in fucking, and he must have installed the toilet in his house. It looked like he was in a regular house. First video, gummy bears, golf balls, Legos. Fuck, I'm like, bro, what the fuck?
That would actually be dope if you had like a cartel style custom toilet where you flush it, but it's just a water slide, like 100 miles, out into like a helicopter pad.
Oh, the drugs and the money?
No, just your toilet is rigged as
a getaway hatch. Oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah,
it's like a wet and wild water slide.
Just a fucking terrifying water slide out into the desert.
Yeah. Hey, puppy, I made it. Yeah, I don't know.
Just pop up underneath the Taco Bell in some vault.
Yeah, that's funny.
That dude, that was crazy when they were finding all the restaurants that were linked to the border. Like,
The
tunnels were coming out like Breaking Bad, dude. Like the chicken guy runs the meth.
Yeah, that's some real fucking cartel shit, bro.
Dude, they lift the. That's where I got the idea because they lift the bathtub up and it's a staircase.
Yeah. It was like a hidden shit and everything.
Fucking awesome, dude. God, dude. There's a part of me that just loves that.
Oh, it's insane.
And how do you feel as a criminal when you see like a drone coming after you? You're like, wow, they're spending a lot of money trying to get me. Like, that's got to be like.
Yeah. Well, that's what like killed the mafia in a way, is like technology.
Yeah.
Bugs, technology, recording device. Because there's this in the, you know, 70s, 80s, there's. No cell phone and that shit. So they mom got away with anything.
Dude, I love all that spy shit, dude.
Oh, it's amazing.
Where they hid the mic. I forget. I don't know if it's true or it was a movie. I think it was legit, though. But
what?
Someone gave, like, the president of the United States from Russia, like, a painting, and they hung it up in the Oval Office, and it was mic'd forever.
I think it might have been a movie.
All just spying on each other anyway.
Yeah. Where our phones is a fucking...
Yeah.
Kidding me?
Yeah, they do. Well, our phones, they don't. I don't think they give a fuck about the average Joe. They're trying to literally sell you shit.
Yeah, yeah, it's, you know, ads and shit. It's crazy. Like, bro, if you're talking in person about whatever, like, oh yeah, I need a new fucking, I'm losing my hair, I'm trying to get fucking, and yeah, then you go on Facebook, you get Rogaine ads.
It's nuts.
And I'm like,
I'm getting tattoo financing ads.
You want a tattoo?
I just was talking about it with somebody. Like, I don't know if I'll ever get a tattoo. Boom. How about you finance it?
Financing a tattoo. Maybe so you don't go in debt. Also, who's financing a tattoo?
It said from three. I talked about this on a long time ago. But it was like, yeah, it said ink now, pay later. And I'm like, well, that's a hell of a slogan. But it was like, finance your dream tattoo up to $30,000.
What the fuck?
And I'm like, what happens if you miss a payment, dude? They just jump out of a van.
Coming.
That's him with the dragon on his back.
Fucking turn, fucking remove it.
Yeah.
Hold you down.
Yeah.
That's funny.
And it's like, are you building credit? Like, oh, three more payments on this ass tattoo, I can lease a Toyota.
Yeah. I hate, dude, you know what's weird? I seen like, fucking, dude, yeah, God, like the other day, man, I saw a white dude. He had a whole fucking vision board on his face, bro. I'm like,
oh, just random shit.
I'm like, what the fuck is this guy? And like half of it is just like not done. So like what, like one of its, like one is, it said like free Paco. I'm like, who the fuck? He's like, oh, someone of his boys probably got locked up.
Yeah, and it's like not,
it's not done.
Because they're always like, oh, I'm getting it colored in later.
Yeah.
That's my favorite, dude. Growing up, kids in high school, they just get the outline from their friend.
Good Lord,
like, oh, I got to color it in. It's been 10 years.
Yeah.
I still got to color it in.
I never understand that. I never wanted to get tattoos, and then I got tattoos. I'm like, oh, I want to get more.
Is that that's the only one you got, right?
I got like the rosary and then a fucking bird.
Oh, there you go. The dove.
Yeah. Symbolizes love, I guess. I don't know. I want to get the dove, but put like an AK-47 on his fucking, in his claws.
What if you just gave him the bandolier, like the bullet?
Oh, yeah. I could do that too.
Across the chest.
Yeah, I could do that. Or put like a Trump hat on him, says MAGA.
Oh shit!
Don't make that a
quote. That would be nuts, dude. Just a dove with a little red cap, and people are like, "What
was that for?
Make America great? What the fuck?"
Yeah, you should make that into a real.
And they're like, "It's a symbol of peace amongst the Republicans and Democrats."
Yeah, it's a symbol of peace,
showing that MAGA comes in peace.
Yeah, MAGA comes in peace, except on the 6th. I was there.
I climbed the wall.
I fucking climbed it. I wish, dude, honestly, I wish I was at the fucking, that riot. Not riot, but like, you know.
Oh, where they just let people in?
Yeah. I wouldn't go in. Maybe I would. Maybe I would.
It is a hell of an experience, despite anyone's political beliefs, to walk into the cap. I mean, apparently we're all supposed to be able to walk into the Capitol. It's the people's building.
Right?
Now I sound like
you're defending it.
It is the people's building.
It is. You think about it.
It's the American people's building.
We built it.
Pelosi, that insider trading bitch. That ain't her house.
I would.
She ain't paying taxes.
I would just like walk inside. Like, you know, you go on like a house tour, but you're not really there to buy anything. You're like, I'll just look around.
Like an estate sale?
Yeah. I'm like,
oh, they got a piano.
I'm not going to take anything. Take a couple pictures. Like, what's the crime? Trespassing?
Well, the one guy did shit on her desk and steal a bunch of shit.
I mean,
a couple of people got shot in there.
Yeah, like seven people died.
Yeah.
That's insane.
Rookie numbers.
Yeah. Storm the Capitol. January 6th. What was that, 2021?
Here's the thing. If it was an actual storm, like, that would have been gnarly. Like, if they...
Yeah.
They like to say storm the Capitol because it sounds good on headlines.
Yeah.
But, like, if it was the real deal...
Yeah.
Militia took over...
Yeah.
Standoffs...
Yeah.
With the National Guard, guns pointing at guns...
It's different.
AK, a lot of rebel flags flying.
Mm-hmm.
Now we're talking something different.
Yeah, but, I mean, when you go back and look at it, the cops are kind of like, hey, yo, over here.
So they let... The clear footage is just...
Yeah.
I don't know we're going to talk about this, but...
Me either.
It's just... It is funny to look back, because we were talking about COVID. And
yeah.
And it's just like, Yeah, they really upplay a lot of this stuff. It's not as crazy as it's. You know what the media is? It's like the friend that was at the party but just stood in the corner and then describes it as, bro, it was a fucking movie, dude.
Yeah.
I had like 9 bitches.
Yeah.
And then like he was on the weather app.
Yeah, the whole time.
Yeah. That's what the media, that's what CNN is. Oh, holy shit.
All of
and
it.
Then it's like the weather.
Dude, if people just stop watching the news, there would be, the world would be such a better place.
We'd be
place.
Chilling, dude.
Yeah. Boycott the news.
My thing is you're not even supposed to know what's happening on the other side of the world.
No. And now we know everything about Gaza.
And this might sound insensitive, but it's like, if there was no modern technology, like back then, if China was fucking up Europe or something,
mm-hmm.
you'd be in America still trying to hunt a buffalo.
Yeah.
Like, you wouldn't fucking give a shit.
News traveled so slow back then.
Yeah.
Like, even when fucking slaves were slaves and then they were free, they didn't find out till like 3 months after.
Dude, they were finding Japanese people in bunkers like
years.
Up until recently.
Yeah.
Still out. Thinking the war was going on.
What, the war's over? What the
They
fuck?
Missed Pokemon. They missed the creation of everything.
Everything.
Dude.
Yeah.
They were in a fucking bush with a gun.
Yeah.
Like, is it over? They're like, yeah, dude, we have cell phones now.
The good thing, though, like, hey, Godzilla didn't get them. You know what I mean? All right, maybe don't make that into a reel.
Oh, shit, Godzilla.
Godzilla. Godzilla. Is it me or like, dude, when you see, I know I'm not the only one, but like when you see a Japanese person, Chinese, you just, you do the accent in your mind. I always do it. But you're not doing it like at a hateful.
No, of course not. It's all intention. Yeah. You know what it is imitation is the highest form of flattery. Secretly you like that accent.
You love it.
Because everyone's like, oh, my voice is basic. My shit's basic.
Yeah, but like you go
like you meet someone like a British accent, for example.
Oh, it's okay to impersonate that. Oh, everybody
Australian.
Loves it.
Australian.
Oh, am I? Yeah, I know. Well, fucking yeah. Well, went wild, you know. Well, I love that theme park. But as soon as I'm like, oh, look at the fucking guy.
Yeah, as soon as you turn the L's into R's, I'm you're racist. A piece of shit.
I hate that, bro.
Yeah.
I think if you just everybody could do it, it's fine. Like the other day, like I was driving next to a Japanese guy. He's in a fucking Honda, or whatever. And I just pulled around. He was there, whatever. And I was just like, look at this guy. He's fucking, he has like wife in the car, or whatever. Mm-hmm. And then he just fucking pulls off fast. And I was like, oh, I drive very fast. That's what I was saying. I was like, oh, yeah. The guy drives fast. And I'm like, but that's.
And it's like, yeah.
I'm not being hateful.
Maybe that might be a little fucked up, but it's fucking fun.
Yeah.
And I have video on Instagram of, I watched an Asian lady parallel park a Lexus for a good 20 minutes. I mean, she got out, walked around, got back in. I mean, this was like an event for her.
Should have filmed
it. To get it in. I did.
Nice.
And the whole time I went, oh, I know good at parallel parking. I
fucking love it.
Yeah.
You put that online? Did you put it online?
It's online.
That's fucking amazing.
It's online.
Should have tagged me.
I cannot wait. People are like, oh, I'm scared they're going to dig stuff up. I cannot wait until I'm on CNN going, dude, it is what it is.
Yeah. 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 Who's a fuck?
Talking to Anderson Cooper. Oh. Whoa, did you really mean what you meant?
Yeah, I'm not apologizing.
Yeah.
You know?
I'd like to apologize to absolutely fucking nobody.
Oh, that is so great.
The double champ does what he wants.
It's so great. I'm going to fucking apologize to no. My accent's bad, but dude, he's a fucking goat.
If you're just so out of your mind, like the, did you ever see that James Brown interview?
Mm.
Where like, they were like, oh, the allegations of you hitting your wife. And he goes, it's a man's world. He's he's coked up out of his mind.
Oh, that's great.
And the lady's literally like, are you not worried what the fans think? He goes, we're going to have a great show. Come on now. We're going to have a fucking fun time.
Oh, that's funny.
I love women. Like he was just saying like, and the ladies just like, they have like, if you're so far gone.
I think there's no canceling.
Everyone's an NPC.
Yeah, you can't cancel like that. If you're already out there. Plus, this is what year was this probably?
It's got to be like 80s.
Yeah, there's no.
Maybe even 70s.
Yeah, there's no canceling that shit, dude. I mean, you know, hey, don't hit women, you know, but like.
No, no, no.
But now it's like, bro, you don't know what's what. Like, I bump into.
What do you mean?
I bump into a girl.
Oh.
At the club. And I'm like, oh, excuse me, ma'am. They're like, it's sir. I was like, well, then you're going to get these hands. How about that?
Not getting the hands because they're transgender. Getting the hands. Because
you're disrespectful.
It's equal rights, equal lefts.
Equal. I need to write that down.
Yeah.
Yeah, bro. I'm like, I'm in a fucking club, bro. And there's like
girl, guy, whatever the fuck it was, they had like an Adam's apple tits, but then they want to be referred to as like, sir. And I bump into him and then he gives me this look. I'm like, no, yeah. Excuse you. Like, yeah, don't fucking. I'm like, yo, fuck that, man.
You know, the best one I ever saw was RIP Genesis.
The comedian?
That dude, yeah.
Oh.
He went outside and there was one of the like the they them comedians.
Uh huh.
And he was like, yo, girl, that shit was funny.
And then
she goes, I actually don't identify as a woman. And he goes, all right, dudette. And bro, I think that might be the greatest thing I've ever seen.
Dude, he
dudette, bro, is the perfect fucking loophole.
That is.
Dudette. No one can be mad at dudette.
You can't.
Hilarious,
that's
bro.
Great. That is great.
R.I.P. the legend, bro.
Yeah,
I never
great.
Really talked to him.
Oh, he's cool, man.
He
nice
had
guy.
Good energy.
Yeah, he really did.
Yeah.
He came from a good place. He didn't call me a long time, you know. But his health was just deteriorating. He'd be like, oh, I got to get healthy. Meanwhile, he showed up with like chicken, fucking soda.
Well, that's what they say. Black don't crack, but it rots from the inside out.
Yeah, diabetes. God damn. Good Lord, bro. He's like 53, too. Isn't that crazy? Like, what? How old are you? 20?
I'm 29.
Yeah, so I'm 2 years older than you. It's like, bro, in 20 years, we're 50. That's still young. But also, like,
it's also wild to think about.
And yeah, and also, like, when you're 50, your life is pretty much half over. Isn't that crazy? Like, that dude who died. I've never seen an episode of Friends or whatever, but what's his name? Matthew Perry.
Okay.
But he played fucking some dude on Friends. He died at 53. I was like, damn, that's fucking 25 years older than me or whatever? I'm like, man.
You know what, man? And this is going to sound fucked up.
No, speak your truth, dude.
No, but I have to disclaimer it.
All right, let's go.
A lot. If you ask the average person,
yeah,
would you rather live to 80 as a schmo,
mm-hmm,
or would you rather live to 53 but have
everything,
the Matthew Perry lifestyle?
People would pick
that. Do you see what I'm saying?
People would pick that.
Like, yeah. Biggie Smalls died at what, 24? 24.
Yeah.
But bro,
lived the legacy.
From 20 to 24?
He lived like 20 years.
That's what I'm saying.
Same with Tupac.
That's what I'm saying. If every day is fucking.
Yeah.
Pounds of weed, shows, hoes.
Fucking pussy.
Crystal. You know what I'm saying?
Fucking everything.
Jumping in and out of back of BMWs. Like.
Yeah.
Okay, bro. It's called the fast life for a reason.
Yeah. Although they say all the greats die young. Damn.
That's why I'm trying to get more mediocre. I'll be a hack until I'm 40.
Yeah. Yeah, damn, dude. I mean, but also, like, this dude, Matthew Perry, like he's like, oh, alcoholism is a disease. Yeah, but is it?
All right. The pool, what, he drowned in a pool?
Drowned in a pool. We don't know.
It was an infinity pool.
Yeah.
See what I'm saying? Went in an above ground pool. A lot of people dying in above ground pools.
Yeah.
Next to an RV. See what I'm saying?
True. But he also lived in a $15 million mansion.
Like when a rapper gets shot in a Porsche, you're like, hey, could have been a Camry.
Yeah. Fair.
What vehicle do you want the firefighters to pull you out of? That's what I'm saying.
Lamborghini.
Exactly.
Yeah. Look at Paul Walker.
Porsche.
Yeah, rare one. He blew up in it and burned in a Porsche.
Legendary death.
Imagine if that was a fucking Kia Optima. Not the same story.
This is what we're getting at here. Lynyrd Skynyrd's plane goes down.
Ah, damn, dude. Fucking CIA.
Holy shit.
Fucking bird. I know the audio picked that shit up.
I hope so, dude. That, hawks are nuts.
Didn't I think it was
If you were a squirrel, you would have shit your pants right now.
Oh, my God.
That thing would have fucking snagged you.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Hold on. All right, here we go. I'll tell you. Yeah, I think it was you, maybe somebody else. Like, you never see, we'll get back to what we're talking about, but like a baby pigeon, you never see a baby pigeon.
You don't see baby shit half the time.
No, never. Where are baby kangaroos?
There's also that stoner thing where it's like, where do all the fucking animals go, like at night?
Squirrels, where are they at night?
Like flies and shit. Everything just goes and sleeps.
Birds.
Where's it sleeping? Where does shit go to bed?
That's the questions. That's what we need to be storming the Capitol and asking.
Yeah.
What the fuck is this
shit? We
need
to get to the bottom of this shit.
Yeah.
And then we'll tackle flat Earth.
I think the Earth is flat.
Could be.
Maybe. But like, all right, so Matthew Perry, whatever. He, I don't know, man. Like, alcoholism.
Is that what happened? I mean,
he battled abuse substances for years, like coke, alcohol. But I guess his main one was alcoholism. And it's like, he's like, it's a disease. I was like, yeah, but is it? It's a choice.
It is.
And like, I have an addiction, my gambling. But every day I wake up and I choose to gamble.
Here's my thing. You're always going to be addicted or obsessed with something.
Yeah.
Just make sure it's not opiates.
Yeah, that's the most addictive.
Like, dude, I'll be like, man, I got to stop smoking weed. But then I'm like, as I'm rolling a joint, I'm like, thank God it's just weed that I like.
Right?
Because I don't understand the alcohol thing.
I don't either.
I can't do something that's going to make, like, if weed made me feel like shit the next day, I wouldn't smoke. See what I'm saying?
But it makes you feel good.
Right.
The alcohol.
But if I had like six shots of Jameson, like, well, these fucking people do, dude. I wake up with like heartburn and I'm like, never again. I swear off drinking.
Yeah.
But there's some people that can just go and go and go and go.
I'm like that with alcohol. I thought I had a problem for a while. I would drink like every night. And then I just couldn't stop. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then you wake up.
Well, it comes with the territory, man.
Like, yeah.
If you have a bad set, you want to drink. And if you have a great set, you want to drink more.
Yeah. And you're always in clubs, whatever, and people don't understand, like, oh, comedians don't live long lives. They're sad, depressed people with drugs, alcohol, but, like...
The real disease is wanting to go on stage and making people laugh. That's the fucking real
disease.
That's
the mental illness.
That's the problem.
Why are we doing this?
Ugh. I look at people in finance, and I go, ugh, if only I just wanted to look at spreadsheets, I wouldn't be here in front of you fucking morons.
Yeah. But, I mean, there's not a lot of people like us in the world. Like, think about all the comedians in Orlando. Like,
yeah, mental illness is kind of a small portion.
Oh, it's real. Dude, Salty Aaron, biggest one of them all.
Yo, shout out to Salty.
Salty Aaron, shout out
He's
to
been
you.
Getting really good, dude.
Yeah.
No, I'm dead serious.
Really?
Like, I've seen him crush.
I got to see one of his sets. He's my favorite comic, though. I was hoping he would win Florida's Funniest.
Yeah. All comedy contests are rigged.
They really are, bro. We need a gay person. We need a black person. We need a trans person.
They're trying to like pull the cast of The Office.
We need diversity.
Yeah.
Oh, it's.
We need to let the cat lady win a couple times, so she does comedy for another 20 years, never gets married.
It's my time.
I've seen a lot of comics quit, and like that were funny. And part of you is like, "What a fucking pussy, couldn't hang
out." Yeah.
But then part of you is like, "Yeah, man, run free."
Yeah, you're free.
They're baking apple pie.
Live your life.
In their New York apartment with their girlfriend. And I'm just like, you know what?
It makes sense.
They look so much happier now that they quit.
Mm-hmm.
Ah.
Yeah, I don't know why we do this.
I've seen too much, though.
How long have you been doing it?
I mean, dude, not to name drop, but I mean, my boy Joe here has been opening for Nick Swartz.
You know.
So it's like, now you can't quit.
No, I can't. I feel like
You've been bit. I've smoked joints at the Comedy Store with some like
famous people,
high profile people.
Yeah.
I'm like, God dang it, dude. Now I've been bit.
Yeah. Once you get the taste of like, oh, this is what comedy is. Then you're like,
when you meet the top dogs.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, this is just somebody that has talent, but they've just stayed with it.
Yeah.
And you're like, there's no,
you can't turn back.
You respect their
legendary-ness,
but at the same time, you're like, bro, I'm going to get like you, if not better.
Yeah, and then you go and you do like Austin's last night, and you're like, oh, I want to hang myself.
It is the highs and the lows.
Highs and the lows, bro.
Yeah, you do a sold out show, and then someone's like, hey, do you want to hit a shitty open mic on the way back? And you're like, sure, I'll punish myself.
Yeah, bring yourself down.
Yeah, but it's just, that's the disease, I think, is the self-sabotage. Do you ever self-sabotage?
Yeah, all the time.
Oh, yeah. What is that, dude? Why can't I just get out of my own way?
I don't know. Fuck. That's, well, I mean,
you know what to do, and you just shoot yourself in the foot. Plexico burst.
Yeah. Oh, God. I remember that. What an idiot. Fucking idiot. Tag him in this.
He got... Who had the bit? Cat Williams? He shot himself and got locked up.
Yeah.
Something like that. I don't know.
I was watching him last night. Some of his bits.
Greatest comedian of all time. Cat Williams. Hands fucking down, bro.
But now he's turning into more of like a...
preaching, also teaching, but it's still good. His new shit about like the earth and the universe, like what they're not telling us, it's so like informative. You're like, this is great.
Eddie Griffin went off on that too.
Oh, same, yeah.
But dude, the Green Suit special, Pimp Chronicles,
is the greatest one.
And then there was like, I think it was the second one, or it was the one in DC. One of them, he was wearing like a black
Chicago,
like a tuxedo. But he had some bits in that that I thought were on the Green Suit special.
Yeah.
But I get them mixed up.
Yeah.
Bro.
His greatest.
One of the best.
That opens the song. Every day I'm hustling, hustle. Oh,
when DC came out to Players Anthem by UGK. Mm. And then he pointed to the Capitol, coming back full circle. Remember the Capitol was behind him?
Yeah.
And he was like, to the rest of the world, this is what DC looked like.
Yeah.
And he goes, but what they don't show you is DC is actually behind you. What's going on, man? And like the whole crowd goes fucking nuts, bro.
Yeah.
And then he opens with like a little bit about the city. Oh, yeah, man, there are crackheads. You know what I mean? Like,
he's very smart, bro. He's like he's low-key a genius.
It's the formula, dude.
Yeah.
Come out high energy, talk about the city you're in, and then go into your act.
Yeah.
It's foolproof.
That's really good.
Fuck, dude.
This takes
true scientist in the art of comedy.
It is.
Cat Williams.
Yeah, dude, I would. Oh, God. It's almost like there's this beef between him and like Kevin Hart, but it's like, because they hate each other.
That's a funny dude.
What's ironic is they're like both the same size.
It is hilarious when he was like, we could do a boxing match.
Yeah.
He gave him like a ghetto Olympics.
Yeah.
We could do a basketball game, a comedy comedy cipher.
Bitch ass. N-word.
Bro, that video though, where he had the matte black Lamborghini, the private jet.
Yeah.
He's wearing the mink.
Yeah.
Gangster, bro.
Yeah.
Cat Williams is a gangster.
He keeps it real, man.
Fucking love that guy.
Bippin' ain't easy.
I would love to do, like, or even just talk to him.
He's been around for
5 minutes.
Yeah. I would too. If there's one comedian that you would want to work with, who would it be?
As in go on the road with?
Yeah.
Well, shit, opening for Cat Williams would be fucking nuts.
Yeah. Cat.
And he would, the other thing, dude, is like, he wouldn't even have to give you knowledge. If you just watch him from backstage,
you hear everything you need.
Pick up so much.
Yeah. Yeah. I
love watching like super high level guys. Just, you know who's like probably the most underrated?
Who?
That makes me laugh the most, dude. Harlan Williams.
Yeah. He's good.
So fucking just.
Yeah.
The stuff he says to the crowd. One time, like, he'll hit a punchline, whole room's crying laughing, right? He goes, ma'am, just bounce your head off the table for me. Like, what the fuck is that, dude? It's so funny.
Yeah, he's been around.
Sir, hit yourself in the head with that bottle.
He's been around a while, bro.
Bro, so funny.
Yeah.
Those of you who don't know Harlan Williams, he's been in a lot of shit, but to me, he's the most well-known for drinking the
piss.
The piss in Dumb and Dumber. He was the cop.
Yeah, pulls him over.
Legendary scene. Yeah.
Get the fuck out of here.
A lot of good dudes, man. A lot of, I never really met anyone where I'm like, that guy's a piece of shit. As far as like a comedian.
Yeah.
There's
there's a couple I don't like work.
That have the, yeah, well, I've seen them, but I usually just don't interact with them. If you can see the ego from a mile away.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
100%. Oh, man. So, you're trying to move to Texas soon, bro. Austin's like, bro, Cam.
We'll see what happens, man.
Dude, we got our buddy Cam. You know,
Cam's doing his thing.
Cam's doing his thing out there, bro. And he's like blowing up now. And David Jolly.
Jolly, man. Shout out to Uncle Jolly.
Uncle Jolly.
Tony Wellens.
Jimmy's out there.
Jimmy Moynihan.
Anthony Papali's out there.
Anthony.
Fat fuck Jake's going out there soon, bro.
Jake's going. Captain's going.
Texas is
going
to get way bigger.
Man, I couldn't. Dude. I was in Austin for like 3 days and it was like a reunion, man. Like there was high level guys from New York,
yeah,
guys from LA, and it just became like a meeting point. Shout out to CJ Landry, ran into him. Dude, that was so funny. I didn't even know because like he just like left LA.
Uh-huh.
I didn't really know him like too well. I mean, you'd see him in passing and have like quick talks, but apparently he moved to Austin before Austin became the thing. Talk about like
Perfect timing.
Fucking insider trading, dude.
Yeah. Wow.
He bought stock in Austin before it even.
Yeah, it was a thing.
Yeah. Brilliant.
He went there before Rogan then.
Before everything.
Wow.
Pretty cool.
That is pretty dope, man.
Yeah, dude. I'm going out there in December 13th for a few days.
Nice.
But yeah, man, it's a cool scene, dude. You know what it is, man? Like, you need to be around people that are better than you.
Yeah. If you're like the big fish or one of the top fish in your city, you got to get out.
And I love seeing a guy. And then you're just like, damn, I got to write more.
Yeah.
Like someone that just levels.
Yeah. Writing's
beautiful.
I mean, me and you've been writing a lot.
Been writing my ass off, man.
I have to, bro.
It's crazy, dude. Like, I did 10 shows in a row towards the end of this month. Last night was, I think, the last show. Till probably December for me. But the run of 10 shows, I mean, I don't even want to post some of these clips because it's like, I'm a better comedian just in 10 shows.
Yeah.
From the level of writing and just adding shit.
Yeah.
Tweaking. I love when you flip one line and put this word in front of this word.
Makes a huge difference.
And it's a completely different reaction.
Yeah. It's insane how that works, dude. Even your Gator story. Like, I watched it last night. I was like, so many words were added. I was like, oh, it's so much better now.
Dude, I added like missing fingers.
Little details,
like,
bro.
I'm trying to use the mic stand as like a lasso. But I can't commit, dude. Because the problem is, if you get physical and it bombs, you look like a fucking moron. Dude.
Yeah, but that's where you can't.
I know,
you
but
can't
I
can't care
I,
what they think.
I gotta step it up, bro.
Do it, yeah.
I'm trying to tackle the stool. Like, I want to get like into it.
Yeah, you have to try it.
Because whenever, I don't know if you ever saw my Scary Times bit, but I like kicked over the mic stand.
And oh, like I think I've seen
it. It was like a bird scooter.
Yeah, I think I've seen that.
And like I used the mic stand as an oar. And I was like rowing with it like a Viking. And like that was one of my best bits, bro. Because I just didn't give a fuck. Like I just was like, it was the only bit I've ever had like true confidence in. Where I'm like, I'm just going to be loud as fuck.
Yeah.
Because I know it works.
Hey, you sold it well. Do that for the Gator bit.
Yeah. It's crazy, man.
It's a funny story. I mean, bro, you just.
Well, dude, I appreciate you because
you can't.
I trust your instincts. Whenever you're like, that's a bit, or you should add to that.
Yeah,
I'm like, all right, because you know, dude, you know, like, you have that intuition of like seeing what has potential and what doesn't.
Yeah, I'm not good at like it's easier to look at other people's material because you're always like your own writing. You're like, ah, this sucks. But
yeah,
then
it's hard to see it from outside.
You see other people's, and you're like, oh man, it's a different brain like wavelength.
Right, right.
And it's a different perspective. So, like, I could probably take your Gator story now and break it down and give you a little shit. But so could other people, too. You know what I mean? It's what you need. You have to run bits by comics.
I might start dissecting stuff, too.
Just dissect. Like
writing.
Write it out. Like, write.
Intro.
Yeah.
Middle, punchline.
Dude, like, you could sit down and, like, comics don't do this. It's like, write, all right, the guy who comes and gets the Gator. Sit down, just write a page about that guy. Like a full page. Detail.
Yeah.
So, and then if you write.
Give him a character.
And then everything about that. He has tattoos. He has missing teeth. His fingers. He shows up wearing a fucking MAGA hat before, you know, Trump. You know, some crazy shit like that, bro.
Oh, shit. How does he have a Trump hat in 2007?
He's like, this is in. Yeah.
Yeah.
This is in.
This dude had a MAGA hat in 05.
Yeah. You're like, how do you know?
What the fuck is this? Yeah, bro, that's good.
There's so much detail.
It might bomb, but it might be
fucking, try,
fucking hilarious, too.
Yeah, dude,
I love just trying shit. When you say, fuck it, dude, I'm going to go down in a fiery crash, and you just say jokes.
But you'll have that one dude on the plane who lives, and he's going to be like one audience member. Yo, bro, it's fucking great, bro. Dude, you know, you have to, man.
I love when you have a joke that bombs, and as you walk off stage, you go, I'm never doing that bit again. And some like 2 month in open micer goes, yo, that was a good bit.
And then you're like, yes.
And I go, did you not see it bomb? what like lenses are you looking at life through?
Yeah, no.
Where they're like, bro, you could keep doing that. Are you trying to sabotage me?
Yeah.
Dude, that's a great story. Oh, the one that didn't get one laugh? Yeah, thanks, bro.
Just don't. Yeah, you just can't give up on it. What time are we at?
45.
Oh, not okay. Bad. Yeah. For example, something I have and I can't get it to work, but I'm just not going to give up is like, it's real. It's like I go to,
you know what a Take Five is? I go to Take Five to get my oil change. I go in and there's a really pretty girl doing the oil changes. I'm talking feminine, nails done, fucking, she's gorgeous. And I'm like nervous that she's going to be the one working on my car, changing it. And then this is where I lose them. I'm like, I would just prefer, honestly, a super like butch lesbian girl changing my oil. People are like, why? Because like, I don't know this girl. Like, because like, you go, same thing like going to a barber shop.
Like, she's too hot to know what she's doing.
Exactly. And then I'll misogynist or whatever. But it's like, you go to a barber shop and you want a dude to cut your hair. So you go in, you're like, oh no, I want to, you know, I want my this Dominican Puerto Rican guy to cut my hair. But you go in and there's a girl there. You're like, oh, well, she could cut my hair. It's like, oh, she has the same haircut as me. That's why she's gay.
Right.
So it's like, oh, I don't mind. Yeah. But if you go in as a hot girl, like a Great Clips worker that's cutting your hair, you're like, nah, fuck it. Fuck
yeah,
that.
Yeah. Don't, you're like, one sideburn is going to be longer than the other.
Exactly, bro.
I see where you're going with that.
So it's like,
yeah, I don't know the angle there.
And I just can't. Well, the punchline I go is like, oh, it's cool. Like, I was like, I think it's progressive. You know, she's going to change, you know, oil and stuff. But, you know, I was smart. I got out of there. I went somewhere else, you know?
Yeah.
Doesn't never works.
I don't know.
But that's what I'm not
going to. You know what that is probably like.
Lack of.
It might. Well, no. It might be something in 3 years from now.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah.
It plugs in to some other idea.
Yeah, I'll just like.
The same thing. You know what I mean?
I like put it on the shelf, whatever. And then I used to say this is like, oh, I could see you. Like, I see the girls telling, like, looking at me right now, like, oh, you're misogynistic. Girls can change oil, blah, blah, blah. I was like, all right, I'll make a bet. I have all the stuff in my car right now. After the show, come out, change more oil. I'll make a bet with you. If you change it and do it right, I'll eat you out. You know, never works.
Well, it's like the thing about the other day, like, in, like, the zombie movies, like, Walking Dead or, like, any kind of like movie where it's like survival, there is like, they have like the hot characters,
yeah,
with their hair like
still in a bun,
freshly blow dried, yeah. And you're like, dude, if this wasn't a Hollywood movie or like a production, the people that survive that are hideous.
Yeah,
like she would have died hour one.
Oh,
and they 100%. Have her like, yeah, she knows how to be a mechanic.
She knows how to shoot a gun precisely.
Yeah, she's like, my dad was a state trooper. And you're like, shut the fuck
you're
up.
You're like, no
dude.
Way. It's always.
You were downtown Orlando doing Molly.
Yeah.
You weren't like sharpening. She knows how to sharpen an axe.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's make the shit realistic, bro.
Cuts her hair with a samurai sword. Bing. You're like, oh, okay, dude.
Because if there's any major zombie apocalypse, the conservative rednecks are going to survive.
Oh, yeah.
I think a woke liberal is going to fucking.
The people that are gonna survive the apocalypse are people that are already living in apocalyptic situations. Their trailer has no front door.
Yeah.
They're always ready for some kind of wild animal to come into their house.
They have the signs.
They have one recliner.
Yeah.
They watch NASCAR until the cable gets shut off.
They don't drink Bud Lights because they think it's gonna make them gay.
Yeah. They have guns to protect their guns. Those kind of people.
Yeah.
Why do you have so many guns? To fucking keep my guns safe. And you're like,
I got insurance on them.
Yeah.
Hell fucking yeah, buddy.
I ain't got insurance on my car or my house, but I got insurance on this Glock 19, motherfucker.
Yeah.
This thing just came out. I got the protection plan and everything.
Yeah. Oh, so true.
Lifetime warranty. God damn. No one's taking my Dale Earnhardt poster. That thing was signed by his daddy, too.
So true.
Dude, I was at Publix yesterday, and there was a older white dude looked like really inspecting the little end cap of Hot Wheels cars.
Mm-hmm.
Something about old white dudes that are like old white redneck dudes with like the F-250, they love Hot Wheels cars, bro.
They collect them. Yeah. Why is that?
I did a lot of door-to-door sales in trailer parks, and there was a lot of grown-ass men, a lot of them that got out of prison. But they would have a whole wall
of cars
in their trailer, just orange and blue, of all the little Hot Wheels cars still in the box.
That
they go, this is the truck collection. They have them. It's very like autistic of them. It's all alphabetical order. They have the hot rod section.
Yeah,
the El Camino wall.
Yeah,
that one's one of 50.
Yeah,
I bid on that sucker on eBay.
Got it on eBay
for a good 6 days. Snagged it off that cocksucker.
That to them is what black people collecting shoes are. Jordans.
Honestly, bro, it is. It's like a white dude's gun collection and Hot Wheels collection is like a Jordan wall.
Mm-hmm. Always.
Where it's in the clear case with the LEDs. Every shoe's lit up to the corresponding color.
Never been worn.
Yep.
Same with the wheels. Never been played with.
Yeah, dead stock, they call it. Stays in the box.
They just have the tracks. No, that one's never been on the tracks, man.
Yeah.
That's like the fucking Jordan Retro 9s. No, never been worn.
So crazy, dude. It's like the guys that... Who was I talking to this about the other day? They have like the Buzz Lightyear from the original 1999 still in the box.
I'd love to.
But it's worth so much. Like, dude, all those lists of like childhood toys, I had those fucking toys, bro. But if I still had it in the box, it'd be like $6,000.
Yeah.
But they sit on it like it's stock.
What is G.I. Joe's is like the popular one?
All that shit, dude. G.I. Joe's, they had like Rescue Heroes. Mm. All the Fisher-Price, like castles, pirate ships.
Yeah.
All that shit, dude.
Pokemon cards. Remember, like, did you used to collect Pokemon cards?
This is what I was talking about. Yeah, I had a holographic Charizard.
Charizard, yeah.
It sold for like $300,000 like a year ago. And I'm like, bro, I had a fucking house in my drawer. And like, where is it, dude? I gave it to my cousin when I moved. And he probably lit it on fire.
Yeah.
So it's just like, yeah, man, you had so much shit, but only fucking virgins know that it's going to be worth something.
Shout out to Josh Silvers.
No girl is going to come over and be like, oh my God, you have 19 Buzz Lightyears still in the box?
Yeah. Oh, I'm so wet.
Fuck me on that Woody.
Oh, it's funny.
Fuck me on your Micro Machines unopened naval base.
Oh, Bulbasaur, you have a Bulbasaur? Yeah. Oh, Squirtle. Oh, Squirtle my face.
Fucking Pokemon cards. All that shit, dude. Video games, too. Like, if you never opened the original Smash Bros. And N64, it's like $50,000. Some guy in Dubai has it in a closet. Those
are crazy.
Comic books.
Oh, my God, dude. The most
first Spider-Man, the first edition Superman.
For like millions.
No, it's $5 million.
What the fuck?
Some prince in Dubai, you go through like a vault.
Oh, yeah, I see
and
that.
It's like in a glass box.
God.
And they just probably like whack off on it.
This is my Spider-Man. Look at it.
Jizz on the glass. Oh, first edition.
Yeah. God damn. What a world we live in.
It's nuts, man. What people value. Like, people are like, oh, that's worth this. It's like, no, dude. Things are just worth what someone will pay for it.
Yeah. Oh, literally.
That's it.
Same thing with like black people and Gucci. Black people love Gucci. And I'm like, it's a shirt. But then if I got the money, I'd be like, oh, I get it. Because it's just going and buying Gucci. And I even asked one of like my black friends. I was like, yeah, what's the fucking deal with this shit? He's like, oh, it's just the brand, bro. I was like, it's a shirt.
Like, yeah, no, it's like
$200 for a Gucci shirt. I go to fucking Ross, get the same thing. Some kid in China fucking made it. You know what I'm saying?
For 8 cents. The branding is so powerful, man. Like,
mm-hmm.
Caleb threw me his bucket hat last night, and it was like this denim. You saw it?
Yeah.
But it had the Adidas logo stitched on it. And I'm like, yeah, it's a cool hat, but at the end of the day, it's just a blank.
Yeah.
That was stitched like Ralph Lauren. They buy everything in bulk. It's a special blend of fabric, and then they put the little horse on it.
Yeah.
And it goes from
$50.
$5 to $85.
Yeah. Yeah, fucking wild.
That's branding, bro. It makes me wonder about cars. Like
Lamborghini.
Okay, like yeah, like how Key much Optima. Does it cost Lamborghini to make a Lamborghini?
Right, not much.
$30,000 maybe?
Sell it for $300,000.
Lamborghini. Hell of a markup.
Kia Optima. Both go to the store, both get you there. And they're crazy. But this guy's driving in a $250,000 car. This guy's driving in a $30,000 Kia Optima.
Yeah.
Takes you to the same place, bro.
People are into cars, dude. I mean, I'm definitely going to get something.
Oh, same.
Maybe not a Lambo. It's not.
Oh, really. I'll buy a Lambo. Dude, as soon as I hit that scratch off I got from Publix,
you do seem like a Lambo guy.
Oh, the SUV. I get the SUV one.
The Urus? Okay.
Yeah. I like that shit.
I could see.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's a marked up piece of shit.
It's like 100. Sure.
It's 400.
That's it. You get to use one.
Or 200.
Somewhere around there.
Yeah, no, like, my thing is definitely going to be like, let's say it's 2030,
mm-hmm.
You get a 2025 Porsche, like a 5-year-old Porsche.
That's not bad.
Yeah, but it's like,
still
instead
Porsche.
Of $250,000, it's like 180. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? It already took the hit on the depreciation. And then like, I hate the people that have all these cars and they don't put any miles on it. Like all my cars are going to have, dude, if I had a Ferrari, I'd try to put as many miles as possible.
Yeah, you wouldn't be seen in
100,000 miles.
Yeah.
I would drive until it explodes. Resale value? I don't give a fuck, dude.
As soon as you drive off the lot, too, it's like depreciation goes like way down.
That's what I'm saying.
It's insane.
Dude, if you go on auto, I go on Auto Trader a lot, and it's like, it'll be a 20. There's like a 2024 Ferrari right now that says used.
Mm.
And it has 68 miles on it. Mm. And it's already $50,000 less.
Wow.
Because it had somebody drove it to Publix and back and went, you know, I don't really like this. They lost 40 grand immediately. On
Lord.
It.
Yeah, I do that too. I go on Zillow and look at houses.
Like, oh, yeah.
I'm like, yeah, let me bookmark this. And my, like, I have, like, right now, if you go on, I have a house like Winter Park, like, oh, 2.5, 2.2.
Some beautiful homes over there.
I'm like, oh, yeah, I got these all in my favorites.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm living in a 900-foot apartment right now, square feet.
Yeah, but you got to do that, man. You got to
manifest it in a way.
There's that, but you also have to you also have to see it, man. Because a lot of things, like, a lot of people just stay broke because there's no...
It's a mindset.
They're not aiming for anything.
Yeah.
So it's like, at least if you go on Zillow and you look at a $100 million home,
yeah,
you're like, all right, dude, I might not get the $100 million home.
Yeah.
But... I'll get the $1 million home one day. You know what I'm saying? Or a home.
Yeah.
But if you're not aiming for it, you're just going to
got this new watch home.
Netflix and stay in your 900 square foot apartment.
There's a home in sale. There's a home for sale right now in California. $15 million. Matthew Perry's home. Maybe edit that out.
Thank you guys for being here.
All right, that's
here.
Our episode. That's funny.
No, but yeah, we can wrap it up, dude.
Yeah, I mean, you're probably at an hour.
An hour, yeah.
Yeah.
So, dude, plug whatever, man. I appreciate you coming on the show.
Dude, just make some reels and I'll collab. Whatever you think. I don't care. Dude, you want to make that Matthew Perry reel? Make it.
We'll make whatever,
dude. Fucking put on. You need to do something to fucking... That's what I'm starting to realize. Like, you got to do something like to get their attention. That's why I try and do like Trump shit sometimes because I know it's going to rile people up.
You got to rile them up.
I just like...
You got to stir up the troops.
I'm stir them up, man. Go back to the Capitol. No, I mean, anybody who's listening, I guess just, I don't know, come to some shows. My Instagram is Joe Comedy with two Y's. DM me, whatever. Want to come to a show. I mean, that's really about it. I don't really have anything to plug.
Yeah, man, just your handles. I'll put all Joe's stuff in the description.
Yeah, for sure. Trying to get out to Austin in the next year, and then you'll be out there. I'll be out there and just...
Yeah, bro.
Fucking keep it going.
We'll definitely run this podcast back too. I had you on last year, 2 years ago, probably
a year and a half
probably
ago.
Probably 2 years ago.
When you were in your
and I did your episode.
Yeah.
But yeah, man, dude, thanks for coming on the show, man.
For sure, bro.
Great show the other night.
Yeah, it was great, man.
We'll see you guys soon.
All right, man. Peace out, dude.